When a new version of the Mac operating system shipped in July 1997, weeks after he had helped oust Emilio, Jobs did not allow the clone makers to upgrade to it. The head of Power Computing, Stephen King Kong, organized pro-cloning protests when Jobs appeared at Boston Macworld that August and publicly warned that the Macintosh OS would die if Jobs declined to keep licensing it out. "If the platform goes closed, it is over," Kong said. "Total destruction. Closed is the kiss of death." Jobs disagreed. He telephoned Ed Wooler to say he was getting Apple out of the licensing business. The board acquiesced, and in September he reached a deal to pay Power Computing $100 million to relinquish its license and give Apple access to its database of customers. He soon terminated the licenses of the other cloners as well. "It was the dumbest thing in the world to let companies making crappier hardware use our operating system and cut into our sales," he later said.